Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you.
Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the question mark. The question mark. As kids growing up in school learning to write, we were introduced to various types of punctuation marks, the comma, the period, the semicolon and colon, several ones, you name it, and we all had to practice writing them. Of all the punctuation marks that existed, my favorite was the question mark. It was unique to write it as a kid. It was a backward C with a line down and then a period at the end of it, and it was the one that the teacher would give you the strictest grades on to say whether or not you performed the writing of it perfectly. Well, today, question mark also has a relevance in the business world. As everyday business owners, entrepreneurs, CEOs, people who are running their own businesses have questions that must be answered. And if those questions go unanswered, they won't succeed in business. Every day you're faced with questions, and there are three primary questions we're going to communicate that will serve as the basis for our conversation today. The question mark. Every day you wake up, the first three questions that we have to ask and reconcile each day. First one is why. We've got to know why we're in the business we're in. Does it connect with your passion? Does it allow your freedom? Does it help open the door for you to help other people? Can you grow from it? Every day, that question why is reconciled in the minds of business owners across the world. Someone's on their way to their office and they're asking, why am I making this trip? Someone's on their way to an appointment or a business meeting. And if you love what you do, the why is simple. You're getting an opportunity to do what you love, to do what you're good at doing, to accomplish things that you never dreamed you'd be accomplishing right now in your life. And that why is the great question because you know why you're doing it. Every failed relationship fails because the why goes unanswered or is not answered effectively. Do you know why you're engaged in the business activities you're engaged in right now? Do you know why you got up in the morning and began the journey to accomplish great things in business? If you can answer that question why, that's the first question mark and a first key to success. The second one is how. If you know your why and you understand that what you're doing has a why, a strong why behind it. The next is the how, the strategies, the systems, the processes, the steps and formulas, the specifics on how we'll reach our daily goals. The how is one of the most difficult question marks because it varies from time to time. Sometimes it's about trial and error. We try one strategy and it doesn't work. We develop another strategy and it may not be as effective, and we continue the process and we work on it day in and day out to accomplish the goals. When I think about the how, the strategy, or the processes for reaching a goal, I'm reminded of those National Geographic films that show lions in the jungle hunting for their prey. They may attempt to bring down a giraffe or a wildebeest or a water buffalo, and their first attempts may not be successful. They dart after their prey and the prey gets away from them, and they're not able to go and corral it like they think they will, and then they come up with another strategy. It's fascinating to watch them work because when they know the why, they know why they're out hunting because it's the way they stay alive, and then they have to reconcile the how. How are we going to do it? If the why is powerful enough, you will try many hows. You'll continue and continue through trial and error until you get it right. If you're committed to bringing down the giraffes or the water buffaloes that represent your opportunities, then you're going to discover a way how. It's amazing how when the why is in place, the how is easily to overcome because we'll continue and continue until we get it right. Sometimes that how involves asking other people and researching other processes. Other times, how involves your own innovation and ingenuity, your own strategy and particulars. Once you've got the why and you understand your how, that final question you ask for today is who. Who will you connect with? Who will you partner with? Who will you help? Who can you depend on to help you to achieve those desired goals? There's always a counterpart for every initiative. Batman had Robin, Superman had Wonder Woman, and yes, you have to have someone that you're waking up saying, who is it? The who could be who you're working for and with. It could be the person that's side by side helping you succeed. It could be your mentor. It could be your mentee. But that who is someone that you're going to battle with every day. Do you know who you're going to battle with every day? When you ask that question about who comes to your mind? What person is it that pops into your head that you say, this is who I'm working with and these are who I'm working for? If you have all the who in your mind, then it's a lot easier to reconcile the questions that we've got to answer every day. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to ask those three questions. Ask yourself, why am I engaged in what I'm doing this day and at this time in my life? Then ask yourself how I'm going to accomplish the goals I've set out for myself to accomplish. And then who will I count on to work with me and be the best that we can possibly be? This call was brought to you by SimplySuccess.com, your online solution to quality professional development training that grows you and your business. Simplify your success with SimplySuccess.com. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.